So, I'm in my 40s. I've been married for more than 20 years. I have tried so many systems, so many plans, so many methods for getting my act together over the years. And I'm here to distill what I've learned to share it with you so you can get a jump start that I had to learn the hard way. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler from Simply Convivial. Homemaker for over 22 years, homeschool mom of five with two graduates now, and author of the book Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. Learning to love what must be done has been a life project for me. And one of the things I do here at Simply Convivial is share what I have learned to help you not have to learn the hard way. And one of the things I learned the hard way was giving habits the respect that they are due. Habits really are a key to being competent and confident and cheerful in our housework. But I was resistant to that for a very long time. I wanted projects, I wanted transformations, I wanted systems. Not boring old habits. And that was wrong. So let me share with you three things I've learned over the last 20 years or so about habits and how they really work in our lives as moms at home. So definitely one of the things that I have learned in my 20 years of homemaking is that it's actually the small habits that matter most and that add up the fastest. I was very resistant 10, 15 years ago to the idea of starting with a small habit and building out from there. I thought that the point of starting with a small habit was that eventually you would get to a bigger habit. So I disrespected the small habit, which meant that it never really stuck because I thought it was just an inferior habit that was going to be a stepping stone to a habit that really mattered. And so that meant I was always drawn toward figuring out what would ultimately matter, what would actually make a difference eventually when I got there. And so I never did get there because I didn't like the stepping stone phase. And what I've learned is that the small habits that I've identified for my morning routine, for my evening routine, for my personal routines, the small things are actually the things that matter most and that make a biggest difference when I stick with it over the long haul. They add up the fastest. So they aren't really stepping stones to habits that matter at all. They are the baseline foundation that any further progress just can't stand without. And that means that even if I can't do more or better, or if things fall apart or there's an emergency or something urgent comes up, it's still okay if I get that baseline. And when things fall apart and I totally miss my small habits, I don't actually jump back to the bigger projects or habits that I had built upon the small habits. I have to go back to those small habits, and it's not going backwards. It's actually going back to what matters most and getting that really firm and solid. So if you are starting with small habits, those are not the inferior baby step habits that are going to finally get you somewhere that matters. Those small baby step habits ought to be the things that really matter, that will give you progress when you add them up. So I'm going to talk in the next video about identifying what those are without overcomplicating it and without overthinking it. But for right now, just think about how you think about small habits or your whole habit plan or your routines or maybe your whole system. we're not leveling up in such a way that we finally get to a spot where what where we started doesn't matter anymore because we've moved beyond that. That's not actually the way life or people or habits work. That baseline foundation, small habit place that we start is where most of our attention needs to actually be. So don't disrespect or discount the small habits. Okay, the second thing that I have learned about building habits that help me with productivity, with cheerfulness, with staying on top of things in my life, is that I need to separate home routines or home habits from personal habits. And for a long time, I kind of mixed them up, and that often meant that more of them didn't happen than not. They didn't actually go together as a set very well. And so one or the other would be emphasized and I wouldn't get to both of them. And so when I separated out the home habits from my personal habits, I was able to do both of them better. And I think this is just because of the way that our brains hold on to information and think about things. I was switching kinds of work and kinds of attention within my very short, small routine section. And so it just didn't stick. It didn't work as well. So when I say I have a morning routine, that for me is actually my home morning routine. So it's how I start off the productive work portion of the day. It's how I say, this is, okay, I'm getting started now with the active business kind of part of my day. We're starting to get things done now. I spend 5 minutes making my bed and cleaning my room. I spend 5 minutes in my bathroom, the master bathroom, just clearing things up and also getting spending a few more minutes getting ready if I need to, but keeping things super fast, super focused, not letting anything drag out or get bogged down. If I keep a time limit, and I actually do, I use my watch, and there's my watch is always dinging. I use my watch and tell it to set a timer for 5 minutes. And with that very small amount of time, I get a lot more done in 5 minutes than I would in 10 minutes if I just said, well, I have to clean my room. And it just kind of, the task expands. So I keep it concentrated and I get more in over the long haul by giving some focused, very short attention to that time. So 5 minutes in my room, 5 minutes in the master bathroom, either tidying things up or final, you know, pulling myself together for the day. And then I spend 5 minutes starting a load of laundry and, you know, just kind of doing a general putting things away. I call this EHAP, everything has a place. If on my way to getting the laundry started, I notice something's out of place, I just, you know, do a little bit of EHAP, everything has a place, tidying up, but with that 5 minute timer running so that I don't get distracted. And then I'm on to, you know, organizing the coat closet because that stole my attention from where it needed to be. So in 15 minutes, it's not just that I've gotten some important things done. It is that, but now I'm in the mode of attention is on getting things done. And so I've shifted. It's not really just about checking the boxes for the different things, although, you know, those boxes that I check for my morning routine make a big difference. But it's also that I have shifted my mode into productivity mode for the day. And so that's why having my morning routine for myself, my personal, like when I wake up and read my Bible and pray, that's distinct from the morning routine for the home. So when I wake up in the morning, I also have a set of habits. I go to the same place, I get water, I turn on the light, and I read my Bible. I use the Bible reading challenge. So it's the checklist. It's right there. I do the reading for that day. I have a prayer list in my planner and I spend some time praying. How much depends on the day, because my mornings vary throughout the week, but it doesn't take as long as we can sometimes assume it has to. And when we do it without reference to a clock or timer, we can let our attention wander and spend time daydreaming or thinking, and we get off track and think that, you know, oh, my routine just takes 30 minutes. And it's like, no, actually working your routine took 10 minutes and you spent 20 minutes in distraction mode. And if you just focus, and a timer really helps with that focus, you would stay on track and get just as much done, if not more, in 5 or 10 minutes as you did in 20. That's what I have found for myself, and that's what many other ladies in my community have found for themselves also. So the timer is super helpful. And also separating out that personal devotional, getting started, getting yourself started for the day versus getting your work started for the day mode. Keeping those as two separate categories. And I exercise in between those two. So I don't go straight from one to the other. But some people do. All right. So the third and really the most important thing that I have learned in my 20 years of being a homemaker is that the habits of the mind are more important than our habits around the house. Sometimes we think, oh, my situation is totally out of control. I'm living in chaos. And we identify the problem as exterior to us. The problem is my situation. So I need to address the situation in order to help myself feel better. And I mean, there's an element of truth in that, because when we take responsibility, we do feel better because we're doing what we should be doing. But our inner peace, our cheerfulness, our ability to just emotionally handle our day is not a function of how much exterior order there is, but how much interior order there is. We need resilience. And that is a head and heart thing. It's an attitude thing. And our head and our heart, our attitude, can be changed, fixed, made over with habits, just like our home can. It's not a magical, mystical kind of thing. We can change our thought patterns by changing our thoughts. And there are concrete things that we can do to direct our thoughts and change our attitudes. And so really taking time to figure out that attitude piece and starting better mind habits, inner narrator habits for what we tell ourselves about our interpretation of our days and our family, those changes will then work themselves out into better order in the home, improving your circumstances in a way that it just does not work the other way around. So it's more important, most important, to start with the self-awareness, preaching to yourself, changing over your mind and your attitude, than it is to start with a chore checklist. It's not that the chores don't matter, but you're going to do a better job with those chores if you have better habits of the mind. I've created a free guide and template with a habit checklist to help you put together habit statements and a habit plan to see real progress in your life. You can find the link down below or go to simplyconvivial.com/habit. That's simplyconvivial.com/habit. And in the final video in this series on habits for homemakers, I'm going to line out the small, tiny habits that move us from can't get off the couch or off my phone apathy to cheerful productivity. It really is a habit thing, not an information thing, not a system thing. It's a matter of habit, and we can go about moving from laziness or apathy to productivity by changing just a few small habits. You don't want to miss that final video right here.